Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right, on the regular old show, we didn't have time to talk about all of this stuff. But we did talk about the Tech D Rob getting hammered Saturday over the holiday weekend by drinking 11 hard Mountain Dew Baja Blasts, a rum and coke that he had to guzzle on a losing a game, and a shot of what kind of whiskey?
Apple dumpling whiskey
that he had to do during this game that he was playing. And wait, don't tell me. And then a couple of gulps from an IPA.
That was the
worst. And he said that was the worst part of it.
The worst part of the whole night.
And yeah. In all fairness, it's because IPAs taste like shit.
Could be that.
And there's no question about it. It is not even arguable anymore.
Ugh.
Everybody knows. Okay. So he had to go through all of this. This stuff just to get in the bed, get in the house. He sat in the car for 15 minutes trying to get out of the car, got up to the door and had to lean on the washer and dryer for 15 minutes, then made his way into the dining room and sat at the table for 30 minutes, then got to the couch, then to the bed, all of this stuff. Now, you think about how miserable that would be the next day, right?
Yeah.
Riggins.
Yeah.
A common activity that happens all the time, which makes it common, that would make waking up the next day about as bad as it could be, having a hangover like that 10 times worse. What is the activity that Rob had to do?
Oh God. Did he have to go to like a wedding?
A wedding.
Yeah, he had that wedding to go to Sunday.
No, you didn't.
Remember we were talking about that on Friday. They had a Sunday wedding.
And he was rolled over.
You had to be dying.
So how did you do it, Rob?
Well, when I first woke up, I was like, man, I don't feel bad at all after drinking all that. So it was great. that night before, we had gone to the cookout on the way home, and I don't remember 100% of that happening.
But yeah, that's a fast food place in our area, if you don't have those in your area. He didn't mean he rolled up in somebody's yard to a cookout at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
backyard. Right.
And so I obviously didn't have it the night before. So I ate that to begin with, and I was like, okay, this isn't going to be so bad of a day. I was wrong. 2 hours after I got up, it kicked in, and oof. I went to the couch and laid there. I was doing, like, holding my breath to like, I don't know why I thought that would help, but I did. And just breathing really heavy, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this today, Meredith.
Oh, God. That's the worst thing ever.
And it wasn't even a casual wedding. He had to put on a suit.
It was a Greek wedding. The longest wedding I've ever been to in my life was this one.
Hey, what time did the wedding start?
It was about 4, I believe. We left the house right around 3.
Okay.
So the span was about 3 hours from when I woke up, because I got up like at 12. Because I stayed in bed as long as I could. and then 3 hours, 2 of those were spent on the couch dying.
And then you had to get up, go put on a suit, and go to a Greek wedding.
Yeah.
And the Greek weddings have participation? Like, you got to participate in the Greek wedding. You don't just sit and watch it.
Well, the people who knew what was going on were participating, but like the half that were for the bride who weren't Greek looked very confused the whole time.
But you didn't have to keep getting up and down and up and down like at a Catholic wedding.
I did have to keep getting up and down. There was only one part. I soldiered through, and only one part was I have to sit down.
Is it in Greek?
A lot of it was, yes. So they do a lot of chanting, and they do a lot of repetition of things. So for every thing that they had to do each the bride. They had to do them each for the bride and the groom, and they had to do them three times for each of them, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that was six times in total. They did every single one of these traditions.
Okay.
Wow.
And they're chanting the whole time, and it sounds very much like a scary movie.
And are you just sitting there in a cold sweat? And were you wearing a tie or just a suit?
I was wearing a tie and a jacket, and I was dying. There were a lot of times I just had to keep my eyes closed. So Meredith would nudge me, like, because she thought I was going to sleep. I was like, I'm just trying not to pass out, please.
Yeah, the room was spinning.
Please let me do this. Yeah,
I'm not going to start snoring. Just I'm pretending like I'm praying.
Please let me sit here.
Yes.
Please leave me alone right
now. What would have been the odds of your not having to go to this wedding if you would have said, I just can't do it, Mary. I can't get off this couch.
I think it would have been a bad, bad thing.
And it must have been the situation for a bad, bad thing, because normally he wouldn't care.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Yeah, because I had tried, and I feel like this is the reason I thought I had to go. I had gauged how she reacted, because my friends that went to the tournament on Saturday with me, they were going to another one Sunday. So previously I had gauged her reaction and be like, so what if I didn't go to this wedding? How would that be? What would that look like?
You gauged Meredith's reaction?
Yes.
Okay.
And she was having no part of it. So I knew if I stayed home, maybe she would think I was like trying to get out of it or something. I don't know. But I was like, I got to go through with this. I have to. Ugh.
So the wedding happens, and then is there a reset? Is it a dinner afterwards, a reset? How does that work?
So the wedding was at a fancy Greek church on East Boulevard in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the only Greek
church. Right. It's huge. It's where they do the Greek festival and everything.
Right. Our former intern used to do stuff there.
Yeah.
And she was Greek.
The reception was in a place called Weddington. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah. That's where our friend Veronica from 90 Day Fiancé lives.
It's a really nice area of town. It was a really, really nice country club that we went to for this. And as I got there, they had crackers and stuff, so I just loaded up a plate. I was like, I got to get some food. I got to get some food.
It's like you were the biggest cracker there.
So how long was it before you were able to leave the wedding?
We left at 11.
11?
Because you had no reception, did you get to eat more than crackers, though, right? Yeah.
So it started with crackers because they were just like getting everything set. But then we got to the table. There was a salad there, some sort of dressing that I have no idea what it was, but it was pink, and I tried it, and it was okay. So I ate a salad because I needed some more food. And there was a whole bunch of people that didn't show up, so I got extra bread, and I was going around gathering bread just because I need to eat something.
Can I have your pita?
He was foraging at the wedding reception.
And I'll tell you, after I had like four or five breads, I was good. I was doing all right. And then they brought out the dinners, and so these people weren't here. And there were extra filet mignons.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's just rude. Now, I mean, no wonder Meredith was like, you got to go, because she knew what a high dollar event this was going to be, right? And that y'all had RSVP'd for two filet mignons.
Yeah, and her sister couldn't make it because she had COVID. So her sister and her husband were right beside us. So I was like, okay.
So you ate their steaks?
I only had two steaks total. I had mine and one other. I only had two steaks. I thought three would be
pushing. Yeah, because you filled up on everybody else's bread.
I thought three would be pushing it. So.
You really went from one extreme. You went from drinking Mountain Dew alcohol to two filet mignons. I like the duality.
I do love the statement. I felt like three would be overdoing it. Well, yeah.
I mean, I could have had three if I wanted to.
It was there for the taking.
Yeah. But that sucks, though, that many people wouldn't show up and they'd eat filet mignon on the table.
Mm. I mean, it's to go box.
Their loss is my gain, baby.
Rob was eating dinner like he was at a cruise ship.
I paid for it.
I want two entrees.
I'll tell you what, though, if that had been my wedding, if I was there and there was food left, I'd have told people, hey, let's figure out a way. Mm-hmm. Get a box. Take that with you, son. Let's all waste this food.
I'd be freezing it at home.
Eat up.
Yeah. Man, that is crazy.
And then, so how long did it take you to start feeling better?
The next day when I woke up, I was
feeling so you, the whole time you were still struggling, I mean, even after you were eating all
it was.
That.
It got better as it went along once I was eating. But then I think I probably ate too much and I got tired. Mm.
Okay. I think a filet mignon is a cure-all, actually.
It was the best filet mignon I've ever had in my entire life.
I think I ate too much.
Any hair of the dog? I mean, did you have a cocktail or anything?
I did have a rum and coke, but they gave me Pepsi, so I didn't like it.
I thought it was a nice event until then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't call it rum and Pepsi.
I mean, that's what I asked for, rum and coke, and she just poured it, and I was like, oh, that's effing Pepsi. Great.
I'm hungover. Just give me the damn drink.
Wow. So quite an eventful,
wow,
sick weekend for you.
Unbelievable.
God, the worst part, though, is the beginning of it, thinking about being so hungover and then having to put on a suit. The only thing that could have been, well, I don't know. I maybe would have traded a short outdoor wedding for a long indoor wedding.
Yeah, because indoor was not cooled off, I'll tell you that.
Just sitting, knowing you got to go in there and then just sit there and hold it together. Mm. For how long was the service? An hour?
Hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. My God.
An hour and a half of wedding.
An hour and a half.
But I would have traded that for a, I don't know, half it, a 45-minute outdoor wedding.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you're hearing,
well, I'm not going to start making fun of people's religion.
No, look, I'm not making fun of it. But, like, just sitting there, I felt like...
You're like one of those scenes in a movie where you're having some sort of a psychedelic kind of, like you were on some shrooms or something.
No, but, like, my head's already spinning, and then they start chanting in Greek, and I'm like, what is going on here? I didn't mean to offend anyone. That's what happened.
No, the Greeks don't get offended.
They had a lot of fun at that reception. Must have been nice to be able to have a good time.
Yeah, well, you look around like, I wish I could have fun like these other people.
Have done differently, Rob, if you'd have been feeling top notch?
I would have probably drank more that night.
But you wouldn't have been up dancing or any shit like that. You're like, oh, I wish I could be out there jumping around and having fun like they are.
I don't know.
You'd still been eating two steaks. You'd have been gathering up bread.
That's probably not false.
That's my favorite line of the day, though. I felt like three would be overdoing it.
Yeah. You think?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.